The double parsha, Matas Masse, Chazak, and it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So there are two Sifrei Torah, and we lay Uvia Mashabbos, we lay Rosh Chodeshem, and then there is a, we discussed this yesterday briefly, I think we discussed this, but there's a big debate, amongst many, what is the correct Haftorah to lay on this Shabbos?
What's the choice?
Choice is, well, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi, V'Oretz Hadoim Ragloi, Eze Vais, Hashem Yivnili, V'Eze Mokoyim Menuchasi. That's one choice. We should lay every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we lay in a special Haftorah. On the other hand, we have, the Gemara says that we lay, there are actually 12 Haftorahs. There are actually 12 Haftorahs that are part of a series that are sanctioned by Chazal to lay for 12 weeks. The Gimel put on Yois, Zayin din Chemta, and the Beis did Shuvasa, of Teshuvah. It's a series. It's a series of 12. Now, the series is a little interesting what exactly the series is. It's very unique. Let's explain. The first three Shabbosas we lay in Gimel de Poronusa. Three Haftorahs of punishment. What are the three Haftorahs? So the last week we lay in from the beginning of Yirmiyah, the very first parak of Yirmiyah. This week we lay in the second parak of Yirmiyah, and next week we lay in the beginning of Yeshayah. The beginning of Yeshayah, the first words of Yeshayah. Yeah, I think it's right. The first words of the first Shabbos Chazoin is the beginning of Yeshayah. The very beginning of Yeshayah is those are the Gimel de Poronusa, three haftorahs of harsh musar. Then, for the next 7 weeks leading until Rosh Hashanah, we lay in Zayin Din Chemta. And all those Haftorahs come from Sefer Yeshayah. And then, says in the Gemara, then we lay in for on Tzoyim Gedalia itself, even though it's not Shabbos. Even though it's not Shabbos, we lay in Dirshu Hashem b'matzoi. Now, this to us sounds very, what do you mean? We lay in Dirshu Hashem on Tisha B'Av. We lay in Dirshu Hashem every tainis tzibur. By Mincha and by Shachris. No, by Mincha. We lay in the Haftorah by Mincha. Every tainis tzibur at Mincha, we lay in Dirshu Hashem b'matzoi. And the truth is, that's not what it says in the Gemara. That's not the way it was done originally. For some reason, over time it has evolved that we always lay on a tiny sibra at Mincha, the Haftorah at the end of Yeshayah, Dirshu Hashem, seek out Hashem, be Matzah when he is to be found. The only place I think where the Gemara says explicitly you should lay this is on Tzom Gedalia, which is not even Shabbos. It's not even Shabbos. On Tzom Gedalia, it's now the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. We observed Tzom Gedalia the day after Rosh Hashanah. By Mincha, we lay what it says in the Gemara, Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzoi. For some reason, we have expanded this Kriya to all of the Dalet Taniyos by Mincha. And that's not necessarily the way it was done in Tamei Chazal. The only place it says the Gemara to lay this is Tzom Gedalia. And then the next week, and then the coming Shabbos, after the Shabbos between Shabbos, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuva, we lay in Shuva Hashem, Shuva Yisrael from Hosea, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lokech Ki Choshalta Ba'avaynecha. So the Gemara lays out for us 12 Haftorahs, Gimel de Paranusa, Zayin de Nechemta, and Beis de Teshuva, Dirshu Hashem and Tzom Gedalia, and Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, for a grand total of 12. And this, I actually saw yesterday, I found it to be very, very fascinating, by Daniel Glatstein, a very popular Rav in Queens. He published a third of a series of through Art Scroll of his Divrei Torah, very Choshev Sfarim, Rabbi Daniel Glatstein.
He's involved in
Chinuch. I don't know what he does, but he was a Rav, he is a Rav. Glatstein.
Yes.
Glat Kosher. Glatstein. Daniel Vassin, so he published already at least 5 Sefarim, I believe, 2 in Hebrew and 3 in English. Actually, the ones in English he didn't do. Someone did it for him. Someone took his lectures on Torah Anytime and transcribed them and edited them, and they published. They're fantastic. 3 thick volumes. And he published recently a volume on the Bein HaMitzarim. And there he has more than just the Bein HaMitzarim. He has all of the fast days. And he mentions there his very interesting idea explaining that between Poronos and Teshuvah, you need Nechama. One would expect that after you receive Musar, Poronos, I'm going to destroy you. You're evil people. You're Rishayim. Rishayim, you evil people. So what's the next thing you do? Do Teshuvah. If you ever go into an inspirational speech, what do? In an inspirational speech, they come down with fire and brimstone. You're all a bunch of good for nothings. You're Rishayim. You've done all every Avera from Aleph to Tav. You've done all of the Averos. And therefore, Rabbi Sai, you have to do Teshuvah. Do Teshuvah. Repent. Repent. Isn't that what you expect? Yet Chazal didn't do that. Chazal came down very hard on us with Gimel Di Paranusa, and believe me, what it says in the Haftarah is not for the faint of heart for these three weeks. It's serious, serious stuff. And right afterwards, so you'd expect, okay, you're Paranus, now we do Teshuvah. No, you can't do Teshuvah right away. You first need a cooling down period of Nechama. It's a powerful concept. Psychological, you're a Rebbe. Can you imagine? You go, you're a Rebbe. I think he gives a mashal. If I remember, he gives a mashal. The Rebbe in the cheder, and the Rebbe calls over a boy, come here, and he gives him a frask across his face, and he's mivaz in front of the whole class, and then he throws him out. So what's the next step? What would you expect the next step to be? Is go call your parents. Go call. The next step is go. He says to say, he throws him out of class after he hits him and he's mavaz and he says to him, go to the principal and go. Do not come back to yeshiva until you bring with you your mother or your father or one of your parents. Until you do teshuva. You do not come back until you repent. You repent. No. The next step is, after the Rebbe gives him a fras and beats and mavaz him, he says, okay, come here. Sit down now. I want to give you a prize. I want to give you a kiss. I want to give you a present. I want to elevate you above everyone in the whole class. The Rebbe does this for 7 weeks. And then he says, then he comes and he says, you better do teshuva now for your averus, that I was mevaza you. It goes against what any normal person, it's ridiculous. When a Rebbe goes and he gives a child, a student, a frask, and he throws him out, he says, you're not coming back until you repent, until you say you're sorry, until you accept upon yourself to never, ever do this again. If you're making trouble in class, you're making trouble, and I hit you, and I'm a vaza you, and I throw you out of class, I will not allow you to walk into my classroom until I speak to your parents, and you commit that you will never, ever do this crime again. Isn't that the way it works in this world? Kachi darka shalaylam. If you have a student, you punish the student, and you throw him out of the class, and you demand that you repent not to be readmitted into my classroom until you repent for your sins. Hashem doesn't work like that out. Hashem does not operate in that way. Hashem, he gives us musr, he's mevaza us, he punishes us, the gimel de poronusa, and then we're going to have to do teshuva. We have the beis this teshuva of at the very end, but in the middle, Hashem gives us nechama. Hashem shows us signs of love and comfort. Hashem has a different operation, a whole different technique in dealing with Klal Yisrael. Fire and brimstone, then Nechama, and then, okay, you owe me. You owe me the teshuva from 7 weeks ago. Unbelievable. Okay, Rabbi Daniel Glatstein, he has a drasha explaining this principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he operates, the way he conducts himself is not the typical way that is done in the professional world. The sequence. So these are the haftaras. So these are the haftaras are sacred. Chazal sanctioned, this is what it says. But we have another rule. We have now. I don't know where this comes from. This appears to be more of a minhag. It doesn't seem to have a makar. Maybe I'm making a mistake. And that when it's what are all of the other Shabbosos? What about, I think we spoke about this a while ago. All of the other Shabbosos today, everything is standardized. We live in the melting pot of the world. In America, it's the glow. Yeah, Ramchal.
Normally, when there are conflicts, we settle them by the rule of Tadir Usheino Tadir.
Very good. Tadir Usheino Tadir Kadim. So what would you say? You would say, you're saying good. So, not always. Okay, let's put that aside. You're saying something very good.
The quality is only say Tadir Usheino Tadir.
By Chiyuvim.
Is when you're doing both.
Both. Okay.
If you're only doing one, other rules.
Okay, you're saying very good. Yeah. Only we're doing both. You're only doing one thing. Only one thing, so then you do not necessarily tadir v'sheina tadir. When you're doing, you're learning from three Sefer Torah, which one goes first? But if you're only going to be learning from one Sefer Torah, only one thing, then the rule does not apply. We're only learning one haftarah. Chazal only sanctioned that we learn one haftarah. They did not sanction that we should learn two haftarahs. So we have a rule. Now the rest of the year, which haftarah should we learn from? So we have a chumash, and it tells us exactly what to learn from. If you're a Sephorad, sometimes you learn this haftarah. Chabad, sometimes a different haftarah. Ashkenaz, but it's today everything is standardized. But it's not the way it was in Tamei Chazal. Tamei Chazal, it was the rabbi's choice. You come to shul, you're in suspense. What will we read from today from the Nevi'im? And the rabbi, that was his job. Ha-feichba, the kulba, he had Tanakh fluent on his lips, and there's an event that happened in the world, a world event. He felt that this section of the Nevi'im, it spoke to us on that particular Shabbos, it relates to the Parsha, whatever the guidelines are, and the Rav would select a section of the Nevi'im that he felt related to the Maftir. I don't know all the rules, but it was not standardized.
Main
parsha, the Maftir. Maftir.
Whatever
after they wanted, that's even in the Maftir, in the parsha. And also relating, of course, to current events. Okay, fine, okay, whatever. It was their prerogative. Over time, things changed. Over time, things became standardized. And built into the standardization of the Haftaris was the Dalit, you have also the Dalit Parshis, Shkolim, Achidesh, Shabbos HaGadol, and what I leave a Parshis Parah. Right? So yeah, Parshis Zohar, what am I saying? Parshis Zohar, yeah, whatever, it became standardized, the Dalit Parshis became standardized, and then there was the minute we mentioned that they used to, when it was a Chosan, they were learning from Sois Osis, they were learning the Parshis Farsh Nitzavim, when it was a Chosan, and then there's Machar Chodesh. Machar Chodesh. If tomorrow Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, so in order to remind the Olam, Machar, they would learn from Shmuel. What about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Oh! Hashamayim Kisi. V'hoyad midi Shabbos b'Shabbatai, and midi Chodesh b'Chodshoi. At the end of the Haftarah makes mention of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that became a standard. So we have tomorrow a conflict. Shabbos, we have on the one hand, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And the rule of thumb is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh relaying from Hashemayim Yishai Hashem Kisei Ritz Adem Ragloi is the Vayis Asher Yivnu Li Ve'ez Mokom Nuchasi. On the other hand, Chazal have told us there's Gimel Di Poranusa and there's Zayin Di Bechemta. So we have a conflict. So what do? So we discussed this. If you look in the Luach, in the Ezra's Torah Luach by Harav Hinkin, Harav Hagoyin of Hinkin, it says there in the Luach, you should lain the Gimel Di Poranusa, you should lain Shimu from Yirmiyah, the second parak in Yirmiyah. V'yei Shoimrim, in parentheses, V'yei Shoimrim. Some say no. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has kedima over leading from Yirmiyah. So what are Moshul's? I don't know, none of my business. what you do, the shuls that I've always davened in, this happens pretty often.
They pass you by
Art School. Art School, I don't know, I didn't even look what it says in the Art School, but I think most shuls, they, at least Nusach Ashkenaz, my limited understanding is, in the literature world, Yelein Shimu, Yelein Yirmiya. You do not, this is an exception. We do not lane.
That would be the
Haftarah of Maaseh. Maaseh, the Haftarah of Maaseh, which is the second parak of Yirmiyah, the Gimel de Paranusa.
Yeah, but there's a klal that, Koli Halacha, that whenever there's a stam v'yesh omrim, that Halacha is like the stam.
I know, but this is the Ezra's Torah Luach, you don't follow.
So the stam is,
that's in the Mishnah. A Mishnah in Shulchan Aruch, the Ezra's Torah Luach is not Shulchan Aruch. This is what it is.
Where is this HVHM?
I don't know. The Ezra's Torah Luach.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I'm joking around a little bit. It says there in the Ezra's Torah Luach, it says that you're talking about Shulchan Aruch.
But that's the general derech.
In Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
In Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but then the article Chumash also says, V'yesh Oymrim to do this. That doesn't mean, that means zero.
Usually you mention.
In Shulchan Aruch.
The general derech, though, is always mentioning
the Iker. The Iker, right. Okay, but every community has their minhagim. There's no question by Hasidim. I think I've read that by certain groups of Hasidim. No, that's not so partial. That's not because you're learning from. If you're learning from class, you cannot do that. You're not allowed to go.
Right.
Just go from navi to navi.
Right.
Okay, that's a whole big. Let's leave that for now. Different topic. But generally, by Nusach Ashkenaz, we learn Hashemayim Kisi. We learn the Gilu de Paralusa. I've read that in some kihilos, by Hasidim, for whatever the reason, they're very much machavev, the Shabbos Hashemayim Kisi, and they feel maybe it's a degree of avelus v'fahesia, I don't know, achvesnish, I don't know. They don't do it, they lay in Hashemayim Kisi. All right, to each his own, that's none of my business. Now, there is, I just want to make this point. Why in general, do we lay in Hashemayim Kisi? Why, in general, when tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, do we lay in Mocher Chodesh? So, and I don't know, everything I'm telling you over here is really just things that we allow, and things that are lodged in my memory from before. It's because we want the Olam to know today is Rosh Chodesh. Or we want the Olam to know that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Now, you'll say, I could understand, you want the people to know that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh because Sunday is a weekday, and in time of Chazal, not everyone went to shul during the week. They only went to shul on Shabbos, if they even went to shul. Sunday, you davened at home. The people didn't have the forms of communication, of the modern form of communication that we have today, and people just really didn't know. There was no emails, no telephones, no WhatsApp. People just, and they didn't go to shul. They davened at home. And they worked the whole day. People didn't know, so it was very important when people would come together on Shabbos. It was not a common thing for people to come together. So when they come together, make sure they don't forget that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. They should not forget. So you would say, "You lay after Mochosh." It appears. That's what it says. That's what it says. It says somewhere is the reason why you deviate from the Parashas HaShavua, the normal Haftarah you ordinarily lay, and you lay Mochosh. Is a public service announcement. Amber alert. A public service announcement. Don't forget, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Don't forget to say Yalla V'yavo. Don't forget to daven Musaf. That's what it says, yeah?
But you could make the same argument for the other Haftarah. That is, it's the season to publicize the...
Avelos.
Yeah?
So we did that already last week. We did it last week, and we're going to do it next week. Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon, you can learn from Yeshaya, you can learn the Nigun of Eicha. We're going to do it next week, we did it last week. And if it's, and by the way, if it's Rosh Chodesh, I mean, what more do you possibly want? It's Rosh Chodesh. See, that's what I'm trying to get to. So the part of the reason why you deviate from the normal sequence and you lay Mocher Chodesh is a public service announcement. Now, by extension, if today is Rosh Chodesh, you also, it's a public service announcement, Rabbi says, today is Rosh Chodesh, don't forget. You'll say, well, it's too late now. Did you say Yalla the Yalla by Shachris? Did you say Yalav Yavo? Did we lay in the Maftir? Did we lay in the Maftir, take out a second Sefer Torah and say, over Rosh Chod Sheichem? Are we going to say now in the Musaf, Ato Yotzarta? A different Nusach. Well, that could be where it's at. Even though it may be true that a person indeed, first of all, people came late. That's a very common phenomenon we find in Chazal. People came late to shul.
Today not?
They came late to shul and they left early. That was a very common thing. You find it all over in the Gemara. And it was always reminders. And I guess you have to appreciate it. In time of Chazal, people came to shul once a week, if even that. It wasn't like today. You see all over the Gemara. They came Monday, Thursday. They didn't come at all. It wasn't.
You had it in Europe in the shtetl also.
It wasn't so common to daven every single day in shul. And there was a very great need to make public service announcements and to do shinuim in order to mudia the tzibur that what the day is. And part of that appears, it could be that I'm wrong, is leining hashamayim kisi, where we're going to read the words, was a public service announcement. Rabbi said, do not forget, even though you may have forgotten to say Yalev by Shachris, you may have forgotten to say Yalev Yavo last night by Ma'ariv, you may have not been paying attention that we just leined the Rosh Chachaychem, but if you leave to the Kiddush Club, and you don't dive in Musaf with us, don't forget to say Ato Yotzarta. Ato Yotzarta, because Umidei V'hoyo Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat Min Chodesh B'Chodshoy. Now let's fast forward. Okay, I want to fast forward, just apply an idea backwards. When we come to the Zayin Din Chemta, and it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, you have the same problem. You have the same problem where you're doing the Zayin Din Nechemta, and I don't know what the calendar has this year, I don't know, I didn't look, but it happens often that it's during the Zayin Din Nechemta, and it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, not Av, 30 days ahead from now. Let's fast forward, 4 weeks from now. It is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elo. Conflict. Same exact conflict. What are we going to do now? Should we lane the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or should we lay the Zayin Din Nechemta? What do you do? I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's a contradiction. I think Nusach Minig Ashkenaz, by most of the Ashkenazim who this week are going to lay from Yirmiyah, when it happens 4 weeks from now, we lay Hashemayim Kisi, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If I'm not mistaken, there are two minhagim. I don't remember exactly, but So it's a contradiction. Exactly what I'm coming to. So why then do Ashkenazim, when 4 weeks from now, if it comes out, do we lay in Hashemayim Kisi, Oritzadem Ragloi? Because in the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there is also words of Nechama for the Churban of Yerushalayim. Now, what are those words? I'm in the middle of opening up, so I'm going to find it over here quickly. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Kriyas Torah, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Haftarah. So the words over here are Mishama, one second, Hashmayim Kisvar Tadam Ragloi, and towards the end, it says, towards the end, V'gam mehem ekach lakoyhanim lalevim omar Hashem ki chasher Hashem hachadoshim v'oritz hachadosha asher ani oimdim lufonai num Hashem kin yamay tzarachem v'shimchem. That's the Nechama. Right before you say v'yamidei chodesh v'chodesh v'yamidei Shabbos v'shabbat, there are words of Nechama. The words of Nechama are v'heviyu. The last couple of words over there, they view as kol achechem mikol hagoyim mincha laHashem. You're going to return to Yerushalayim. You're going to return him before that. V'samti vohem ois v'shilachti mechem pleitim el hagoyim tarshish pul v'lud moshchei keshes tuval v'yavon hoyim horachakim asher lo yishamu eshemi v'lo yirao eskavodi v'higidu eskavodi v'agoyim v'yivu es kol achechem. And they're going to bring. You're going to return to Yerushalayim. The Umma Yisraelim are going to pick up the Jews. They're going to return the Jews. Mincha, and they're going to bring Mincha Lashem, Basusim, Bavarecha, Bavatsabim, Bavaradim. It goes on and on. Kasha Yaviv Nei Yisrael Sam Mincha, Bichli Tohar Beit Hashem, Vegam Mehem Akach Lakayim, Malavim Tumma, Vegoyim, Kikasha Shemaim, Veho Oretz HaChadosha, Ashani oisa oimdim lufonainu mashem kein yamoid zar achem b'shem. Okay, we have over here words of Nechama in the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that is why many will tell you that it's not a violation. It's not a violation of Zayin Dinechemta, of omitting one of the Zayin Dinechemta, because when we lay in HaShamayim Kisi at the end of Yeshaya, in this Haftorah, which makes mention of Ayomidi Chodesh V'Chodesh V'Shabbos V'Shabbatai, there are also a pasuk or two of Nechama for Klal Yisrael.
Is that why maybe you don't read it by the Pronius? Because you can't mix Nechama into the Pronius?
We do. We can't. He's asking a question, saying, therefore, you bedavka should not be able to read this. Mr. Rapport is asking a question. He's saying, giving an answer. Let's clarify the question and the answer. We have a contradiction. Ashkenazim. Most Ashkenazim, this Shabbos, will not touch HaShemayim Kisi. Stay away from it. Even though this Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Don't go near HaShemayim Kisi. Why not? Chazal told us, Gimel Diparanusa. And the Gimel Diparanusa is Yirmiyah Yeshayah. So we're going to lay in this week from Yirmiyah 2, Perek Beis. Okay? We're very strict. We follow exactly what Chazal told us. Let's fast forward 4 weeks from now. Rosh Chodesh Elul. I don't know what the calendar is this year, but sometimes it falls out Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we have a conflict. Same exact conflict. We're supposed to lay from the series of Zayin Dinechemta, but the conflict is, but it's Rosh Chodesh. We should lay in HaShemayim Kisi. Oh, here the Ashkenazim, they say, you know what? Forget about Zayin Dinechemta. Let's read HaShemayim Kisi. What do you mean? If a Gimel did put on Usa, you're not gonna follow the rules. So follow the rules for Zayin Dinechemta. Why do you break the rules for Zayin Dinechemta, but don't break the rules for Gimel Diparanusa? So on a very simple level, you'll tell me, this is a very simple swara, Paranus is level 10. It's a nuclear facility. You don't play games. This is serious stuff. Nechama, Nunu, it does not have the toikef, the intensity of severity. It's only Nechama. It's not Paranusa. Okay, if you have to miss a shear, you know, you don't miss the shear of Paranusa. The shear of Nechama is not as critical. I think that's a very simple svar. And also, there are seven. You have Zayin de Nechemta. So if you miss 1 week, but they're only Gimel de Paranusa, you don't want to go miss one of the three critical parashiyos. That's like a simple svar. The other svara that's very popular, that's given you this, you'll always hear is, reading from HaShemayim Kisi is not a deviation of the Zayin Dinechemta, because there are words of Nechama in the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I just read you those words, the psukim right before. It says, it talks about Klal Yisrael Ki Kasher HaShemayim HaChadoshim V'Oretz HaChadosh. What's the Oretz HaChadosh? It refers to Eretz Yisrael Asalavai. Asher ani oisel oimdim lefonayim Hashem ken yamud zarachem Hashem will restore our children, our seed to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael. We have Nechama in the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So it's not a violation. And by the way, we double up. The next week, the week that we miss, we make it up. We make it up by doing double the next week.
Two weeks.
In 2 weeks, 2 weeks from that time, we do double. We make it up. So anyway, there's no way, there's another answer. When it comes to Zayin Dinechemta, you can make it up. There's a makeup exam. But when it comes to Gimel Diparanusa, there's no makeup exam. Okay, you'll say, so we should do it the week before? Yirmiyah, Lein Tu Parakim? Ain, you're not allowed to be Makdim Paranus. The only way we can make up Yirmiyah is by reading Tu Parakim last week. But you're not Makdim Paranus. We don't want to be Makdim. There's a rule. You don't bring upon yourself Paranus before it's time. Uh-huh. Mr. Rappaport is giving me suggesting another answer. And he's saying is, being that the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh is only has Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and has words of Nechama, and there's no Musar. There's no Musar here. This is good stuff. Everything from Yeshaya Perik Nun to the end is only Nechama. All the gloom and doom is from Perik Aleph through Lamites. Is the gloom and doom. Starting Perik Nun, Perik Mem to the end is only Nechama. It's Nechama. You cannot read Nechama in Gimel de Peranusa. It's a violation. You're reading the wrong thing. It's like, you know, it's like reading Megillas Esther on Tisha B'Av. The Baal HaKris, you told me to prepare the Megillah. I thought you meant Megillas Esther. sorry, you should have told me which Megillah. I didn't know you laid Megillas Eichon on Tisha B'Av. I thought Megillas Esther. You don't lay words of Nechama during the Gimel de Peranusa. This section over here, HaShemayim Kisi, it's all very nice and good. It doesn't say anything bad. It just talks about, it says, Simchu es Yerushalayim, there's more Nechama. I'm looking over here very quickly, there's more Nechama. Simchu es Yerushalayim, v'gilu bo koloy havecha, sisu itov masois kol hamis ablam aleha. This is Nechama! This is out of character! You can't read this tomorrow. You can't read this. This is out of character to read this during the Gimel de Peranusa. So just because the Ashkenazim are going to read this during the Zayin de Nechem, they're going to break the rules. It's not really breaking the rules because this does also discuss the theme of Nechama. But to go read the Shemayim Kisi or Shchodesh during the Gimel de Peranusa, you're learning Megillas Esther on Tisha B'Av. It's out of place. So therefore, that's another answer that Mr. Rapport is giving why you cannot do it. I want to tell you something, another twist, which is really what I'm telling you is really ridiculous, but I'm trying my hardest. The other way around. When you lane from Yirmiyah, you're laning about Rosh Chodesh. Now that needs to be proven. That's good. Just like we have the common answer that during the Zayin Din Nechemta, you're not breaking the rules when you lay in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh there are so many beautiful pesukim of Nechama. Guess what? In the harsh Musar of Shimu Devar Hashem Beisach V'chol Mishpachos Beis Yisrael, there's also an illusion, you're also laying Rosh Chodesh. But here you got to be really creative. And the reason why, this one goes back to Megillas Eicha, a principle that the Ben Yehoyod, I also saw this in a Gladstein Sefer, he actually goes through the first few psukim of Megillas Eicha, and he just basically translates the Ben Yehoyod. The Ben Yehoyod, Rav Yosef Chaim Baghdad, he wrote many, many sarm, and one of the sarm that he wrote is where he shows, I think it was Rav Yosef Chaim, he shows how every pasuk in Megillas Eicha can be understood as a Megillas Esther. We read it, Eicha Yoshua Bodod, Meir Rabosiyam. We read it and interpret it as pure mourning. But he was very creative, and he shows how you can read the pasuk in the most spectacular way, as if it's describing the greatest simcha that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. With enough creativity, you can read Pashup Shat, interpret the Pesukim Megillas Eicha to be like a Shir Hashirim to HaKadosh Baruch. And the Ben Yehoyada does this in a magnificent way. And he actually, he in his Sefer, he elaborates and he goes through a few Pesukim to show that so. Because that, when Yirmiyah Hanav, and let's explain it, he does this. The reason why the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Baghdad does this is to answer a very interesting question. We actually wanted to talk about this yesterday. Interesting question regarding Eicha and regarding Yirmiyah and Yecheska. And that is, we have a principle, let's discuss specifically Eicha, that the Shekhinah does not, Ruach HaKodesh, the Shekhinah does not rest upon a person only if he is in a state of joy. Simcha. V'hoya kinagen ha-menagen v'atehiyalov ruach Hashem. A person cannot, Rambam lists all of the conditions that is necessary to be a Navi, and one of the conditions, a person must be in a state of joy in order to be, to give over words of prophecy. So the question posed is, how can Yirmiyah, Ani HaGever, Yirmiyah, he writes about himself such horrible things. He's writing about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He's writing about the saddest things that can possibly be written by mankind. There's no simcha. There's only pain and suffering. How could he write nevuah, words of prophecy, in a state of depression and sadness in Megillas Eicha? Megillas Eicha is a tragic book. Megillas Eicha obviously was written with Ruach HaKodesh, but a condition of Ruach HaKodesh is joy. So it's a contradiction. How could it possibly be? This is a question which Rabbi Glatzkin shows is many of the commentators struggle with this question. And they say some very, very bizarre, some very strange answers. One answer given is that's exactly why it's called the Megillah, and it's not part of Kisuvim, because Nevuah, or even things that are written in Kisuvim, need Simcha. Ruach HaKodesh, that only qualifies as a Megillah, does not need to be written with joy. It's a very fine line. It's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing. I can't remember who he cites this from. It's a tremendous chiddush. Megillas Esther. Why are the Chumash Megillas? Chumash Megillas. Why are they not part of Sefarim? What makes something into a Megillah versus it being a Sefer, part of the Kesuvim? There's Nevi'im, Kesuvim, and a subcategory of the Kesuvim are the Chumash Megillas. What's the difference? So there's a lot of discussion as to the difference between the Sifrei Nevi'im and the Sifrei Kesuvim. One was meant to be spoken, one is the spoken word, the written word. Which one is more intense? You can't say that, Tehillim was written by David. David was way, way before, was way before Yecheskel and Yeshaya. So David, you can't tell me that Ksuvim is a lower level, but David was way before Yecheskel and Yeshaya. Yeshaya is part of the Nevi'im. This is a big, big topic of discussion. Basically, Nevi'im and Ksuvim are equal on a very simplistic level. Nevi'im are words that were meant to be spoken, the spoken word. Kesuvim are things that were meant to be put in writing. But sanctity, they're equal or they're close to it. There are many opinions, there are many approaches. I'm just getting very simple because that's our topic. There are many different opinions. But what about the Megillas? What about the Megillas? Where does that come into play? The Megillas. How does all that come into play? So one of the answers is Nevi'im and Kesuvim can only be composed when a person is in a pure state of joy. V'hoya kinagin haminagin. But the Megillos are written with a degree of Ruach HaKodesh that does not need joy. And in fact, was written in tzar, in pain. Megillas Esther was written in pain. Akate avde achashverosh anan. When everything was said and done, nothing has changed. Akate, these words define the whole Purim. Akate ave achashverosh anan. Where it was written in the time of Golos, there was no Beis HaMikdash, the whole thing took place in Chutz Li'aretz. It was the Russian Tsar. How could it then be part of the Chof Dalut Sifrei Tanakh? Exactly the point. It's a Megill. It can be. The rule of the Rambam. V'hoya kinagin haminagin is for Nevi'im and Kesuvim, not for the Megillas. And Megillas Esther, that's easy. Easy as pie. And Yirmiyah and Eicha is easy as well. And the other ones are a little more complicated, but it's not a kasha. When you want to speak about Rus, that's not a question. It was a terrible tragedy, the whole event. It was during the time of the Shoiftim, but it was a time of Golos. Moab, she left. The whole thing begins with tragedy. Elimelech, they abandoned Eretz Yisrael. They went. Machlin v'chulim, they died. It was a very big tzara. It was the planting of the seeds of Mashiach. But it was through death and through abandoning the land. It's a very sad sefer. Ross. Shir Hashirim.
That's the hard one.
No, it's not so hard. It's the easiest. Because or Kohelis is depression. You need a psychologist when you finish. An psychiatrist. Okay? It's a revelation of Soif Devar Kol Nishma. Basically it's pure depression. It's a deep, deep depression. Kohelis. Kohelis is a very depressing sefer. There's no question about it. Analyzing Havel Havolim Hakol Hoda. That's the theme of Kohelis. The futility of this world. It doesn't sound like
it
Shlomo.
It ends in futility because Sof Devar Kol Nishma. I mean, he doesn't know himself what to say anymore.
He doesn't sound like a happy camper. He doesn't sound like he's too happy when he wrote Kohelis. And it's Shir HaShirim is Hishpati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim. The whole story is, I'm looking, where have you gone? Where did you disappear? What's the whole story of Shir HaShirim? We once had a wonderful marriage, and my beloved has wandered away. Where are you? Come back. He comes back, goes away. I'm searching. Hishpati Eschem Ben Enshayim. Don't come back too soon. It's all about Golos. Okay, the Sholosh Shavuos. Anyone here a Satma? It's all about the Sholosh Shavuos. Golos. Stay away from Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach comes. Okay, Satma has no problem with Shiashir. This answer for them is the spitz. Shiashir means stay away from Eretz Yisrael, right? Golos. We don't look at it like that. We're not Sadmer, but there's a lot of truth to that in Shir HaShirim. The Chumash Megillahs have one common theme, sins. This form of tsar. That's why they're Megillahs, and the Megillah does not need the principle, V'hoya kinagein ha-menagein v'tehiel of Ruach Hashem. You do not need to be in a state of simcha. Okay, this Nevim and Ksuvim, this is prophecy. One, on a very simplistic level, is the spoken word, the written word. There's a big radak on this, many mahalchim, get lectures on this forever, on this.
There are many parakim in Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu said Ruach HaKodesh about
Puranos. Okay, you ask me a good question, because a lot, Yirmiyah is kula Puranusa. So how could Yirmiyah be Ruach HaKodesh when it's describing Korban? The answer has to be that there's a fundamental difference between Sefer Yirmiyah and Megillas Eicha. He wrote them both. He wrote Yirmiyah. When Yirmiyah spoke the words of Yirmiyah, there was a Beis HaMikdash. He was a happy fellow. Everything was fine and good. It was primarily Musar, so there should not be a Chorben. When Yirmiyah said the harsh words in Sefer Yirmiyah, he's giving musa, but right now everything is wonderful. Right now there's a Beis HaMikdash that's operational. It's fully functional. You can go bring korbanos. The Shekhinah, the divine presence, is here. You can touch it, you can feel it. I'm warning you people, shape up. If you don't shape up, everything's going to be destroyed. But where he stands when he said the words, everything is good. Eicha is written from the perspective the Chorban already happened. Even though it's true, he wrote Eicha when there was still a Beis HaMikdash, but it was written in the frame of mind, going backwards, there is no Beis HaMikdash anymore. It's gone. Eicha Yashua.
I want to say that the reason that you're laying with the truck that you do different than normally in the
vehicle
is because, I mean, on a different level.
It doesn't. The three Megillahs have
a different than Megillah Esther, which is somewhere in the middle between Eicha and that. And Eicha, of course, you're laying in a very
And even Shir HaShirim has a haunting yeah. melody. Why?
Because those three Megillahs that you're laying on Yom Tov, not the same nigga.
Because there's an absence of a Hoya Kinagin Hamanagin. That's why the melodies of these three, of these five, are different. Because where is the? Because you need Simcha Hoya Kinagin Hamanagin Vatil of Ruach Hashem. You don't have Hoya Kinagin Hamanagin Vatil of Ruach Hashem because it's a different category. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Ruach HaKodesh for sad things. The rule of the Rambam is for nevuah. Nevuah, this is Ruach HaKodesh. It's a different category. The Rambam is not discussing the Megillus. He's discussing Eicha is written in the frame of mind. Eicha, basically, Yirmiyah, just to make it, just for no other better word, other words I can find, is Hashem took Yirmiyah in a time machine, and he took him post-Chorban, and he's writing Eicha post-Chorban. Whereas Sefer Yirmiyah, that says almost the same thing. What's really the difference? You're asking a very good question. What's really the difference between Yirmiyah and Eicha? In fact, Yirmiyah is even worse, if you ask me. The things that it says in Yirmiyah, to me, appear to be far, but far worse.
But he's telling them about the being rebuilt, the second one also.
Right. Okay, that also.
Megillah doesn't.
No.
I mean, Eicha doesn't do
okay,
that.
But even the harshness, the words of harsh that appear in Yirmiyah are far worse than what it says in Eicha. So what's going on here? The answer is very simple. Yirmiyah is written in a time frame of where you have everything.
But
you have it all.
Perspective. In
perspective.
Eicha, he's looking at now.
Backwards.
He's looking at now.
Right. He went into a time machine. He came into our generation. He's here now in the year 2021. And he's writing Eicha from our perspective now. We're in a matzav of Chorban. Yirmiyah, he's writing it in a matzav of Binyan, warning Klal Yisrael, you better shape up or else you're going to be in a lot of trouble. When you're still in a matzav of good, you can't even fathom what it's like, Chorban. No one could ever, did anyone ever imagine the Holocaust? The people, you can't fathom. Did anyone imagine even like Corona? Did anyone imagine? You tell people, I didn't believe for one moment they're really going to shut down the shuls. So you believe that they're going to shut down the shuls? I didn't believe it. And these guys, Haredim, they're going to shut down their shuls. Never, ever, ever will they shut down the shuls. I never believed it for one second. And it really happened. Boy, did it happen. Boy, did it happen. They shut down. There wasn't a shul probably in the whole world. There wasn't a shul. I mean, there were some renegades, one or two. One of the rabbis, the shuls I go to, so the rabbi said to me, I have harata. In hindsight, you know, he shut down the shul immediately, like everyone else. Like Ramesh, gone, shut down, or didn't open up. Like everyone followed the rules. He said to me recently, I have harata. I should have kept the shul open, just by invitation only. But since 10, 15 people by invitation only, should have kept it quiet and just had in the shul 10, 15 people to keep the shul going during Corona. I said, you forgot. No way in the world would you have gotten away with it. What nonsense you're telling me, you have charata, you should have kept the shul open. Impossible, impossible. And then he said, you're right. Who would have imagined, right? Who would have imagined that it suddenly could have happened? They read from different perspectives. All of this I told you only as a hakdam. It's not what I wanted to point out. Point out is, got really sidetracked over here in a very big way, but the answer that I just gave you is one answer. But Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, he presents the Ben Yehoyada, and he says the Ben Yehoyada takes every single pasuk in Eicha, he turns it 180 degrees, and he interprets it, and he goes through a couple of examples in this most creative way, as if you're describing the greatest joy the Jewish people could possibly have. Mahapech, the Megillah of Tzar, to joy. And if that is the correct, then when Yirmiyah wrote Megillah Seicha, it was Vahoya Kinagin Hamanagin. He was writing a sefer of joy with the greatest Ruach HaKodesh. It's just, unfortunately, because things played out the way it did, that we brought the Chorban, so the interpretation that we read the Psukim is a very sad interpretation. But when Mashiach will come, then it will be transformed. The interpretation will be transformed in such a way where it will be. So it really was written with great, great joy. And why am I telling you this?
Well, maybe the first one you could say, but the second one when he wrote it from prison, then maybe you want to say there was, and he added a parrot, right?
Yeah, well, there were two parts. There was Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. Then he added Gimel, and then they added Hey. Later, right?
Maybe
so
you want to say that
was
the catalyst of putting that out of the Nebuah category. He wrote it from prison. How could you say he thought Simcha at that point?
Okay. You're clear with that. Okay. Now, why am I telling this to you? Because I'm going back to my original question. Not tomorrow, Shabbos, we're going to lane from Shemuel. Oh, contradiction. Why, when it comes in the middle of the Zayin D'Nechemta, do we break the rules and we lane Hashemayim Kisi? But when it comes to this Shabbos, no, don't break the rules. Follow the rules. Don't wear a mask. Follow the rules. You have to Shimu, you got to do what it says over here. Shimu. So we said a whole bunch of answers. We got already like five answers. But maybe the another answer is just like we don't consider it a violation of breaking of the rule when it comes to Hashemayim Kisi, when you lay during the Zayin D'Nechemta, because in Hashemayim Kisi there are numerous psukim of Nechama. There are messages here in Shemu of Rosh Chodesh. You got to be a little creative though. That's the trick. Now I have over here some examples of this. I had actually one good example and I probably forgot it by now. Where is it? There's one pasuk over here that I think really alludes to Rosh Chodesh. Give me one moment, let me find it. Kimi Olam, wait one second, please, one moment. Ki, okay, this also is not my primary example, but one is Ki im techabasi ba neser, visarbi loch boiris, even if you'll cleanse yourself. Now this is Musa, the Pshuta Shalmikr is Musa. Even if you will cleanse yourself of neter, some chemical for cleaning your clothing, visarbi loch boiris, and you will increase into put into your washing machine some good detergent.
Why?
Sometimes
we
bleach.
Whatever
it is. So Hashem says, doesn't matter. Too bad for you. Nichtam avoy nechle fanai num Hashem Elokim. It's not going to make a difference. You can take all the ingredients, the paint remover, and all the chemicals you want. It's not going to get out the sin, the filth in your neshama. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But if you're a bit more creative, this pasuk, among other pasukim here, is describing exactly what you do on Rosh Chodesh. Zman kapara l'chol tolosa. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Hadin. And before we come to the Yom HaDin, we have Elul, and then we have to clean up our mess on Yom Kippur. Before we come to Rosh Chodesh, we have a Yom Kippur Kata. It's a Yom HaDin. It's every Rosh Chodesh is in the aim of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh L'chol. This pasuk over here in the Musar, it's also alluding to what you do on Rosh Chodesh. You do teshuva. Zman kapora l'chol toldoisa. Kapora comes from cleansing your neshama. Ki im techabsi. Don't read it even if. I read ki im techabsi baneter. You have to be more creative than that. I'm not so good at this. But ki im techabsi baneter v'sabi l'ch boiris. That's right. The only thing to do today is to cleanse your neshama. So that it should not be written, so that, you know, kiyam means, you can also interpret it should not be, so that it should not be written, avoynech lefonayim lom Hashem Elokim. The avoydus hayoyim is to do teshuva today. So it should not be written before Hashem, your sins. Okay, there are more things. There are more things over here. I'll have to leave it to you. The beginning of the book, it says over here, v'loy amru ayeh Hashem. You did not say, there's a vision of what sin do you find in you? You did not say, Aye Hashem, Hamale Oisanu Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Yitzias, we're discussing here in this Haftarah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is Hashem is criticizing us. Why don't you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why don't you say, don't you remember, you know that little girl? That 12-year-old girl, Elisheva, I couldn't believe it, I listened to. Elisheva Cohn. Elisheva Cohen lost. Now her father is missing. The father is missing in the rubble. And she caught the attention of the whole world. The whole world. She was saying Tehillim, picture of her saying Tehillim. And she met the mayor. The mayor of the city was overwhelmed with her. And President Biden went, spoke with her. And she was interviewed on global news, not just national. The whole world interviewed. The reporter said, what's going on here? So she says, she talks like a yeshiva bachur. She doesn't say God. She doesn't say, he says, and she said, 12-year-old girl, if Hashem could take us out of Egypt, or maybe she's in the shrine, then Hashem could save my father, could do a miracle, and my father could still be alive. Like Mitzrayim happened yesterday. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the world. Why? Who's Hashem? She says Hashem. And Hashem can take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the Jews out of Egypt. What 3,500 years ago? Do you believe in this? This myth? There's a whole world. There are 7.5 million people in this world that have access to see this clip, and probably a billion of them saw it. If Hashem can take us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem can do a miracle and save my father. Yitzias Mitzrayim happened yesterday. What is Rosh Chodesh? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. This is the first mitzvah. They're in Egypt. Klal Yisrael is standing in Egypt, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koy Amar Hashem, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh Rishnu Lochem Lochot Shehashana. Rosh Chodesh takes us back to Mitzrayim. Takes us back to the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the beginning of the Haftarah. V'lo Yomru, you people, wake up! Aye Hashem, Hamalu Hasanu Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, Hamoyel Chasanu Bamidu Mi'aretz Adam Veshucha. This is our whole calendar is based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. The Haftarah here is all about Rosh Chodesh. It's about where Rosh Chodesh comes from. It's about doing Teshuvah, Zeman Kaparo, the whole Toldo Yisrael. What better Haftarah is there to say on Rosh Chodesh? Don't ask the question why we should say Hashemayim Kisi instead of this. Pumfakert, every Rosh Chodesh we should say Shinu Dvar Hashem. Because it mentions Rosh Chodesh. Just like it's not a violation to mention Hashemayim Kisi during the Zayin D'Nechemta, because we have Pesukim of Nechama, Mosois Oysa Simcha, Kol HaMesavlam Oleha, so too in this Haftarah you have the core elements of what Rosh Chodesh is all about, and probably you could uncover even more. You just have to look carefully and understand what you're saying. This is also Me'ein Rosh Chodesh. So it's not a violation to recite this Haftarah in Yiratz Hashem this coming Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sam.
Have
a good day.
I was just saying, the Rambam mentions that the difference between the Hebrew Ksuva is that the Ksuva were written. Written, said, but the Vim was said for the higher level of the Ksuva.
The Pope.
So he covered with
he covered the cross. Said, so I can't shake your hand because of whatever reason. Right. I can't bow to you because you have a cross there.
Right. So he covered the cross.
And he bowed
down.
And now she's going to run for politics. She says she wants to be the first Haredi woman in Knesset, but she's not pushing it. She said eventually it will come.
You see, this what you said really gives a whole thought process to a lot of things of what we do. This is a very good concept of what you said, and that's why I like with the truck also, that it's, in other words, it could also answer why. In other words, there are those that say, who was Mordechai? And there's someone to say he was Malachi. I already did, right? So why is he called Mordechai? Because obvious answer. One was when he was a Navi and he was no longer a Navi, and therefore Megillas Esther, because he wrote it with sadness, he couldn't be considered a Navi because he wasn't able to have.
But it ends up, isn't that sad?
Right.
I saved the whole Klal Yisrael.
I know, that is exactly. It's his statement to say, I know that they. There's a lot of people who blame me for the whole story.
Look at Adams, the king of the carry.
Yeah.
He won by 51%. Like, just barely.
Probably less than 51, you know. I mean,
and that's what was second choice.
Right.
Oh, just second, third, fourth choice. 51%. Like, Mordechai was the same thing.
Right.
How do you feel about that? I saved all you guys. I said, you still don't like me?
Right.
It's pretty sick.
But they blamed him for the whole thing happening because he wore his religion on his sleeve.
Interesting. They say that's why it was Leroy Rechav. Interesting idea, you say. The Chazal says because they felt that
Yeah. But I think that my thought process was always he could have bowed down to Haman or stayed away from Haman. He didn't have to be there. But why stick your face in the problem?
Kind of been a coolest. Because it was another, Babar comes to the boy, he brought the animal and he put a mum. So what should we do with the animal? If, let's be mark of the animal with the mum. No, you're going to say the oily that you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach, and now it's the Baal mum. So, okay, so let's kill Bar Kams, so shouldn't go back and tell him. You're going to say, Hamad, a mum, because you're Mechayer Misa.
Right.
So what's the solution there?
All right, exactly. That's it. So that's why the Gemara in Ben Sora Mora in the sugya of Hori V'al Yavar discusses what right did Mordechai have to do that, or Elisha ben Avuya to go out, not Elisha ben Avuya, you know, to go out with Philim Zroo with a Roman general. I mean, who says you have a right? The Gemara answers only the you know, what do you call it, the Mani has a right to make a show for the people. In other words, not to bow down, not to do that. Nobody else has a right to do it, but he does. I mean, of course, if he's gonna do it as a role model, then it's gonna be a terrible tragedy for everybody else. And when the president does something, people take note. I mean, that's the Gemara in Ben Sora Mora. So it's a very powerful thought. The shul business is yeah. Even with nobody in my shul, we have politics. You know?
Always like that.
No, you know what it is? Because there are so few men, women are getting involved. So I said certain thing. I told them, the people who are making, I tell them, listen, the people who are attempting to make decisions are people who are not even coming to shul. So in my opinion, I told them, in my opinion, you have nothing to say. You have absolutely no input here that's worth even answering. One doesn't like, because I put it very blunt. Because I'm not afraid, I don't care. If they'll throw me out, I'll say goodbye. I mean, it's not going to happen, but if it would be my end, I would say Baruch Hashem, and I could go Shabbos, I could go where I want. But, and I don't need the money. But, you know, I mean, For stock, this was a good year. Baruch Hashem. I don't know what the future holds, but in the meantime, you know, have everything co-signed, you know, everything is in trust, you know, God forbid, you know, like if for all the three sons, they get the mail, or I don't know if they get the mail. I know I used to get from my parents. My father made sure that I got his mail, that for everything that was in trust. But it's marked on all the envelopes, you know, War for Mark and the Yamin and Ari and all that. So I said, So Moshe, who keeps track, something like that, he doesn't believe, you know, what's there. I said, what can I say? I don't, you know, that's why I refuse to take money for a lot of, I mean, that's in my mindset. I always refuse to take money for anything like this. That's, I hope that that's why, you know. They make sure they put the activity chart that, you know, Friday I start again the, you know, now that I'm back. Yeah, the Dvar Torah. They called me. Yeah, no, good, whatever I do. So, because during the week I get these, but I get these messages from far and wide asking me questions. Like, he said, do I mind answering questions? I said, no, I'd rather they, other than, you know, getting crazy answers, I'd rather they get the, but this put a very good perspective on a lot of stuff. I mean, it's worth a lot of thought. That's what I focused on this week was making decisions for financial reasons instead of spiritual reasons because of the shvatim. You know, be very afraid, be very careful if that's what your reason for living someplace is. Look at Lot. Look at, you know, the shvatim. I focus on the fact that they were, as an immediate payback, was they were the first ones to go into Golos. What the punishment for Chatzik Sheva Menashe was supposed to be, were only there to watch them. But you see, and that's what I focused on, the Orem Mikvah, why it had to be 3 and 3, even though it should have been commensurate, should have been at least 4-2, right? Obviously. I think one of the questions said that, right?
Okay. But it's very, this was very good. I never thought about it. I never gave the support, but it's a very, you know, it opens up, but it leaves fewer questions. Ask you tomorrow.
Baruch, I see you're on a new device.
Yeah, okay.
How is this? How is the sound? Is the sound
this
on the?
This is good. This
okay.
Is
okay. Maybe you have to do. There's a setting. I can actually show you now. Be on your computer. The same thing.
So let me go on the other computer.
Okay.
I'll call on the second.
Okay.